Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr.
I'm at Coverings 2015 in Orlando, and I'm in the Marazzi, Ragno, American Olean, and Daletile space, and I'm with John Turner. John, how you doing?
Great, Kim. Thanks for having me.
You've had some news around some repositioning of your brands. I want to get to that in a minute. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about the business, a little background. Obviously, you're the world's leading producer of ceramic tile products. In the United States, our estimate is with floor tile, you have roughly 42% of the market. So you're the market share leader in a big way, aren't you?
We are the market share leader, and we don't publish that number directly any longer, but your good work is probably pretty accurate in that respect.
You're now a manager of a global business, and with the change in exchange rate, it's got to really keep you busy. For our listeners' benefit, if you would, tell us just real quickly where all you have manufacturing now.
Well, we manufacture in the United States, Mexico, in China, in Italy, in Russia, Spain. We also have manufacturing most recently in Bulgaria.
That's right. So you just added a plant in Bulgaria, didn't you?
That's right, exactly. Mohawk just finished the acquisition of a player in that Bulgarian market, and it's a wonderful add-on to our worldwide ceramic footprint.
So let's talk just a little bit about sales in comparison of 15 to 14. How do you think the business is doing now?
We expect 15 to be stronger than 14. 14 ended up for the industry, we're guessing, around flat in unit volume, up a little bit in dollars. We really do believe that 15 should be more in that 5 to 7% range in both unit volume and maybe even a little bit extra in pricing, although with some of the deflationary things going on and the strength of the dollar, et cetera, maybe not. I think dollars and units might align more in 15. We base that on what we expect to happen with new home construction, of course, is the primary driver for the tile business. But we also have a very strong commercial business, as you're aware, and that has been driving really our business for the last several years. So we've gotten off to a nice start in 15, about where we expected to be. And now we're just really hoping that the tailwind in the marketplace and the home building will really kick in for the selling season, and that we'll see a nice growth again for our industry in that 5, 6, 7% range.
All right. So in a minute, we'll focus just purely on the U.S. market. But one last question. When you look at the total business, how much of your business is in the U.S. versus the global? Just a piece of it.
The majority of the business is still in the North American market. And again, we don't specifically dissect that publicly, but we have stated in the past that we're still the majority of the business in the North American market. Mm-hmm. Although over time and with our ability to acquire, who knows when that'll change. But for now, we're still the majority of the business.
And one of the most attractive things about the Marazzi acquisition is the exposure it gave you in other parts of Europe, where prior to Marazzi, you really had no presence, right?
That's exactly right. So the acquisition of Marazzi gave us access to all of Europe, as well as Russia, so huge parts of the world market. And not just access to the market, but obviously Marazzi was the leader in both places. Mm-hmm. So we really have the preeminent position now in those markets.
Yeah. All right, so let's focus back in the U.S. I was this morning at Eric Astrakhan's presentation, and he presented that the tile market in 14 versus 13 was up around 6% in dollars and rough maybe a point in units. And your business, I guess, closely reflected that, didn't it?
That's right. Considering the share that we enjoy, we usually reflect closely to what happens in the market, always with an objective to beat the market, but that's very close.
So last night you rolled out the fact that you were repositioning the brands that you have in this marketplace, especially now since 18 months ago is when you closed on the acquisition of Marazzi. So you have four brands here. You've come up with taglines and positioning. Talk a little bit about that strategy.
As we've completed the integration of the American Marazzi business here in North America, what we've done now, the final outward-facing step was to go public with this reimaging of the brands. And so what we've done is we've really positioned all the brands out into the market such that we honor their legacy and we honor the heritage of those brands, but we've positioned them to be current and modern for the future and to occupy the largest space possible so that we can continue to grow our share here in the United States.
Now, one of the benefits of having multiple brands in a marketplace is that you can serve different channels in the market without them bumping into each other. So if you would, take, for instance, in the U.S. market, you have home centers, you have independent
distributors. You have major retailers, which some of those we call category killers, like the tile shop. And you have your own distribution yourself, your own design centers. So some of this strategy of repositioning these brands is to clearly delineate some of that, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. And if you exclude the home centers for just a minute, what we were talking about here is really how we're positioning the brands out in the market for the channels that are not home center related. And so this is a real opportunity to refine the position of those brands such that the eventual consumer has a complete selection of product from high-end all the way through commodity across four brands, so that really at retail, we don't believe it's necessary to have additional brands versus the four premium brands of Daltile, American Only, and Marazzi and Ragno.
And actually, as most people know, I mean, these are the Daltile brands, and there's also a Mohawk brand as well, right?
That's absolutely. So Mohawk originally was designed to be a core brand and remains a core brand for the independent floor covering retailer. If you take the Mohawk brand and you take the Daltile brand and then you surround it with American Only and Marazzi and Ragno, you have a complete collection of product from top to bottom that's really unbeatable.
Now, how do you keep the home centers happy?
Well, the home centers have a different strategy related to brands and related to product. We work diligently there to make sure that we're fully differentiated from our other channels, so there is no product crossover. And then we basically execute along with them what they are trying to accomplish in their aisle.
So you have Marazzi and Daltile in Home Depot, and you have American Olean in Lowe's, and then you have Mohawk in Menards. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And that's the legacy standing, and that's how it will remain moving forward.
Yeah. And you do a good job, I believe, in making sure what's sold in the home centers is differentiated versus what the other folks in the channel would sell, right?
100% accepting one or two commodity type products.
Let's talk about the per capita usage of tile in the U.S. You were talking to me last night, and I thought it was very interesting that while ceramic tile, which our estimates say it's a $2.5 billion industry at wholesale in flooring only, so that represents maybe 13% of the business at wholesale cost of the product. But when you talk about installed cost, it's closer to 30%, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So if you consider what the construction community and what the consumers are actually spending in total, ceramic tile is 30% of the total installed cost of flooring.
So one of the things that people realize when they put tile in is it's a permanent surface, and it lasts the lifetime of the structure. So it's a little different than some of the other surfaces, which have to be changed out every 10 years or so, right?
That's exactly right. It's one of the huge benefits is the life cycle cost over time. So if you take that high installed cost, but you spread it out over a much longer life cycle, it actually ends up being a low cost product over the life of a home. Now, as we talked about last night, one of the key factors for the success of our industry in North America moving forward is finding a way to lower the installed cost of our products. If we are capable of doing that, then you will see that 13% share at wholesale expand rapidly.
So it's almost a consumer issue around how much they want to invest long term in their home, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the spaces that ceramic tile works very well in are also spaces that you tend to change much less frequently than you would others. So your kitchen floors or your master bathroom, as an example, you don't like to tear those spaces up on a regular basis. It really can disrupt your life. And so you want to be sure that when you go in, you put in the right product.
But you know, if you go to Italy, they put ceramic tile in the bedroom. They put ceramic tile in the living room. Do you think we'll ever get there in the U.S.?
Well, it's happening ever so slowly in the U.S. today. And if you really look at some of the commercial spaces, we've moved that direction. And certainly some of the loft living, et cetera, we've moved that direction. So you have hard surfaces across all of the living space, and then you have area rugs and other soft touches in and around it. Will we ever get to the density of per capita consumption in Europe or South America? Maybe not, but if we even got halfway there, we have a huge opportunity in front of us.
All right, JT, I should have started with this, but you've been associated with Daltile for a large percentage of your life. Your father actually worked for Daltile. You're in here now. You run the operation. What are some of the biggest changes you've seen in the business over the course of your career at Daltile?
Well, the largest change in the ceramic tile industry has been that we've transitioned from a very functional product to a design product. And so we've gone from the bathroom to the kitchen to the backsplash, now to all the floors. And that's in all spaces, commercial or residential. And so that's the largest big change over my 25-year history in the industry. from a technological perspective, there's been a tremendous amount of change to develop and design the aesthetics. The authenticity of what we're creating today is light years ahead of where we were just even 5 and 6 years ago. And I think you're going to see now with high definition printing, you're going to see another leap forward to where it is becoming almost impossible to decide or stand on a floor and recognize it as being whether it's hardwood or stone or a porcelain or ceramic tile.
One last question. You're building a plant in Dixon, Tennessee. Tell us where that stands today. And I believe you've got a couple of phases. It'll begin operating later this year, and then you're going to continue to kind of build out its technology of what you do there, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's a massive piece of property. And our first phase is designed to house 150 million square feet of capacity. First 90 million will be installed by the end of this year. The next 60 million will follow on behind that by the end of 16. It will be our most technologically advanced plant in our network worldwide, and most likely the most technologically advanced plant in North America as well. We can follow right behind it with three more phases on that piece of property. So that is a massive ceramic tile manufacturing capability that we'll have there in Dixon. But what we're most excited about is that it's going to be the most cutting edge product and the most cutting edge technology. And it's really going to be the first time that that scale of capability for that type of product has been installed in North America.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you'll be able to press a tile up to 72 inches in size, right?
That's right, in the first phase. Beyond that, we have the capability to do any of the technologies that are out there today, even some of the emerging technologies that you see with 1 meter by 3 meter, et cetera. So in our very first phase, which will be live by the end of this year, we'll have the ability to produce up to 72-inch products, if necessary. Today in the market, that's a tiny, tiny part of the market. But it's good to be able to get there as the market continues to mature and develop.
And obviously, since you're retooling with the latest technology, your inkjet, your ability to put images on it will be the latest technology, right?
Absolutely. Across the board, every part of the technology in that plant will be state-of-the-art in some respects, even the first installation of their kind.
Well, JT, thanks for spending time with me. It's always enjoy talking to a business leader. Again, been talking to John Turner, the president of Dale Tile at Coverings, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.